you probably remember high school or college biology class. You know, dead frogs to be dissected, creatures floating around in jars of formaldehyde. Well, so does Wartburg biology professor Mike Bechtel. And he says it drives him nuts that many classrooms are studying something that's dead. So he's developed a personal collection to liven things up.
What's really interesting is most of the time, whether it's a young man or a young lady that doesn't want to hold a snake or has a fear of snakes or, you know, wherever. And as a semester or a year goes through, they tend to be the first ones to ask if they can get them out or hold on to them or help out with them.
And not just snakes. Bechtel has frogs, tortoises, geckos, and he's raising things like mice and hissing cockroaches to feed them. Biology department head Ann Henninger says Bechtel is the perfect combination of someone who loves both science and teaching.
So it's my understanding that the people who are in his elementary education science methods course just dearly love him and are excited about the topic and not afraid of it. They are often afraid of science, and I think he's helping them see how exciting it can be.
Part of that excitement is sharing the animals. Elementary education major Jackson Anderson recently visited St. John's Preschool in Waverly with a large orange Pac-Man frog from Bechtel's collection.
Oh, she's big.
Really, really, really big?
Yep.
Whoa.
Look at her.
Whoa. That's big.
Yeah.
Anderson says he thinks he gets as much from the field trips as the students do.
I can't imagine having science now without animals and not being able to have that opportunity to see the kids like light up or jump back with fear to have these new experiences that they might not get depending on where they're going to school.
St. John's teacher Melissa Haugo put her name on a long waiting list for that presentation.
I was kind of hoping there wouldn't be any snakes, and we lucked out there. But, yeah, it was great. The kids got to get up close and personal with the animals and ask questions. And yeah, it was exactly what I was hoping for.
And that's also what Professor Bechtel is hoping for. In fact, he set up an exchange system for schools who want a more permanent arrangement.
If you're looking for an animal and it is a possibility that I can get that animal or trade for the animal, which I do a lot, then what we do here at Wartburg is we're going to go ahead and we'll get you the cage, get you everything for that animal enclosure-wise and the animal itself. And we're going to give you a support system, and that's not going to cost you anything.
Bechtel's idea was hatched some 19 years ago when he was a student, and it grew as he taught high school in Des Moines. Now he's brought the whole kit and caboodle back to Waverly, and he says his menagerie is so large he's not even sure how many animals he has. One thing he is sure about, his classes are never boring. Department head Henninger agrees.
I think he's a great example of somebody who, when he was here as a student, was also excited about things, but we didn't appreciate all of his skills. And I think in the years that have passed since his graduation, it just shows what maturity happens after graduation.
Educators interested in requesting a classroom visit or who want to keep an animal for a semester can contact the Wartburg College Biology Department. In Waverly, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.